This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 22, written by Sergei Sisetkin. God and our witness. From 2 Thessalonians 2. We ought always to thank God for you, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. Have you ever tried witnessing about God's love to your friends, neighbors, and co-workers? If you have, you know it's not easy. When I share the gospel with others, I become disappointed when they reject God's salvation. In our gospel outreach, we have to be encouraged that it's God's work, first of all. We have to be patient and rely fully on God. Many of His plans are hidden from us. But God's will for our life as Christians is clear. We must be a living testimony to the saving grace of Christ. And we must share this hope with others by witnessing through what we say and do. The Apostle Paul thanks God for choosing the Thessalonian believers to be saved through faith and the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Paul was likely the one who started the church there by preaching in a local synagogue. But instead of taking any credit for that, Paul simply gives thanks to God. Many of our readers share their concern for their unbelieving relatives and friends. They pray regularly that these loved ones may come to know Jesus as their Savior. Based on the Scriptures, my encouragement is this. Trust the Lord, witness about His love boldly, and let the Spirit use your testimony for God's purpose in His time. Will you pray with me? Father, make us a living witness to your saving love and mercy in Jesus Christ. Purify our imperfect testimony by your Spirit's power so that others may believe in the truth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.